creation of the Whipsnade Zoo, which was a zoo in the country, one of the first open zoos where animals were kept in large sort of paddocks or enclosures like the wild, and as near to their natural habitat as possible. So I sort of grew up in a zoo and close to nature, because I spent a lot of my early life in the out in the country, in Bedfordshire, near the Whipsnade Zoo.
And that was an innovation completely, was it? Whipsnade.
Well, it was.
What was the idea? Larger quarters for the animals, a bit nearer to their habitat?
Yeah, For instance, the bison or the American buffalo, you know, were on the side of a hill in a big field. Which is probably as close as you can get to their natural state, and the wolves were in a forest full of evergreens, mm-hmm. pine trees, and they look very much like wolves. You'd think of them as living in Russia, for instance.
Russia.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Especially in the snow, and they had beavers, and they had on a stream which they dammed, and generally the whole fitting was pretty much as close as possible to the natural surroundings of the animals themselves. It was on about a 30 or 40 acre park that they established.
Did your father talk a lot about his plans? And do you recall many discussions at home, or was professional life kept separate from?
No, because we actually lived in the zoo itself, or right next to it. We had a house right next to the zoo park itself, right outside the boundary of it, and my father was very close to it, because he was running the zoo in London, and we used to come up weekends and spend the summer months in the country right next to the Whipsnade Zoo. So I was quite conversant with what was going on and the development of the concept, I suppose you'd say.
Were you very interested or encouraged to do something in the scientific line as a child?
Well, as a child, I wanted to do what my father did, which was to be a doctor and then perhaps work for the zoo. But I changed my mind, I guess. I didn't change my mind, but I came into art as an adolescent. Yeah. In this country.
I said, is that you hadn't really done much with art in England before you?
When I was in school, and I was in a co-ed sort of experimental school in London, mm-hmm. and I remember doing a painting of a sinking ship on fire, with people being rescued in lifeboats, which was very expressionistically done. And I remember painting it, and later on my father said I brought it home, was very excited about it, but I never did anything else like it after that. I still have that painting, and it has lots of characteristics that I found in my later work as a painter.
Such as?
So very expressive brush stroke, and the poses of the figures are rather like the poses I used to use in figures when I was doing figurative painting.
You were at this school for several years?
I was there from 34 to the outbreak of war in 1939-40. About that time, you know, Hitler was expected to come and invade England. And there were also, the Blitz was on, so my father sent me and my sister over to friends over here in America for the duration. And I'd always wanted to come to America, so I was very happy about it.
You once told me that you were interested because you'd discovered American comic books.
That's right.
England.
Yeah, I really got turned to my comic books. I was very excited about them.
And what did you think they told you about America?
Well, it was just sort of, they were so different from anything I'd ever seen in England. You know, the use of illustration and dialogue, I remember, was very, very intriguing to me. Especially Prince Valiant, for instance.